Demolition begins today on one of the best skateboarding spots in the world. Love Park, in the middle of downtown Philadelphia, has been a legendary, if illegal, skate spot for decades. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Peter Crimmins sent this audio postcard on the skaters' last hurrah over the weekend.
Love Park is a public park built in the 60s. It has concrete benches, granite flagstones, and a large fountain. To skateboarders around the world, this is Mecca.
The ledges are perfect. Perfect height, length. There's so many different ones. The curved ledges, I mean, it was almost like it was designed for skateboarding, but it wasn't.
That is Jeff Lutzo. He's been skating here since 1987. His was the first generation to discover the park's illicit benefits.
It was our home, you know. It was just, we would be here all night. Sometimes I slept here, you know. For kids, nobody cared. We could do whatever we wanted. We had barbecues here.
In the 1990s, the city of Philadelphia banned all skateboarding in the park, but that does not deter people like Andrea Bethke. She comes every day to take her chances.
It's like the same routine, like get up early, go to work, get off work, come down here, skate, run from the cops, stay out late, get up early.
Love Park has been in countless skate videos, magazine spreads. It's featured in the Tony Hawk skateboarding video game. Last week, the mayor of Philadelphia threw skateboarders a bone when he lifted the ban on skateboarding before the park is to be ripped up for a planned renovation. So Aaron Grisham drove 6 hours with his friends from Suffolk, Virginia to experience love before it's gone.
Skateboarding is just like a big deal to us. We always see it in like skate videos and stuff, and skate videos are a big deal to us.
Over the weekend, skaters jumped the gun on demolition. They broke branches off the park's trees, burning them in trash cans to stay warm in the sub-freezing weather. And at least one guy pried up a granite flagstone to take home as a reminder of what he says was the best skateboarding spot in the world. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.